Yet Another Manager, Jazz 1999. We had just finished Radio Freedom RSL3 in the spring of 1999. Matt had done an excellent job of running the Future Club and doing his breakfast show with Chris Miles. After the radio had finished, there was always the characteristic depression, from being a busy bustling building it went to being quiet and still, back to the mundane business of trying to get the kids to come to our nightclub and not go to the Union Bars or Eclipse. I had pulled out of the pubwatch scheme when the Dial got busted by the drug squad a few years previous. I saw it as an act of betrayal by the police given the commitments that the drug squad had given to the trade. They said, work with us and you won't get busted. It implied that Artel had not been working with them when he got busted. He did, however, win his case, but by that time he lost his license and the building was conveniently bought by the students' union. It became the Union Bars, run by Matt McGuinness with his company Five Toes. Jazz Reef from the Loft, formerly Paul Needham's warehouse, was a major contributor to the pubwatch. He went to all the meetings and made sure he supported all the police initiatives. I got a tip off like I usually did when there was going to be a police raid. My contact told me that someone was going to get a bust and it could be me. I could quite believe it because I operated outside the pubwatch and had sent my resignation letter to the licensing inspector when Artel got raided. Would you believe it? Jazz got the raid. His club was closed down. I was surprised because Jazz had a good relationship with the police, but his dance nights were doing well, so maybe it was getting out of control. Matt Chell was my manager. He made a massive F for Future sign for the front of our building. As I said before, Matt was beginning to drink at night after the club till all hours. He also had a few problems at home. His girlfriend left him, I think. He became ill and was obviously unhappy. I think my shitty club took its toll on Matt just as it did with Andy Palmer. He decided to leave and try to get his girlfriend back, which he did successfully. They got married, I think, and had children. Matt got a proper job working in education. He will look back on his time at the club and view it as the dark days, but it was not. Matt was creative and a talented, articulate radio presenter. I knew that my back was against the wall. It was getting difficult to keep staff because of the stresses of trying to run a club with no cash. I was walking down the old railway test track path at McLover with Liz and my son Harvey. We were talking about Matt and the drugs bust at the Loft. She said, why not ring up Jazz and ask him to run the club? My management style was to find someone with ideas and help them turn them into reality. Maybe it showed a lack of confidence on my part to have a manager, but that's how it was. Jazz did not really like me or the unorthodox way I did things. I took out my mobile and rang him. He said, give me an hour to think about it. When we were just finishing the walk, Jazz called back. He said yes, he would accept the job and would meet me to discuss it. I don't think Jazz liked the way I nicked Gordy's time tunnel from him the year before. Jazz did not like rockers. He wanted to make the future trendy. He brought new staff with him, Juliet, Anne Marie, and some DJs with him. He also wanted Andy Sewell to put some bands on Fridays again. I had found out that Andy Sewell had been ordering posters for the Loft and charging them to my account, so I was not too happy with this. Jazz tries a few ideas on the weekend nights, but they did not work too well. He tried a night called Root Down Drum and Bass. We kept traveling without moving smokescreen and turned the rock night into classic rock once a month. I knew that Jazz was applying for jobs. He did not like working at the Future, but it was a stepping stone for him. Jazz only stayed for a few months before he left. I got a letter asking for a reference. He rang me and asked me to fill it in. I gave him a good reference. He got the job managing a big posh place in Nottingham. When I left the industry 2 years later, I could not find anyone that would give me a reference. More bailiff actions against the nightclub during that summer left us without the basic to continue. No furniture, no tills, the phone cut off, and we were put on weekly payments of rent instead of quarterly. The tax man woman had put me on cash-only payments delivered in person to their office in Chesterfield. I was about to employ my last manager to help me. I had noticed how hard Marcus Schuckler had worked on his night traveling without moving. He could see the position I was in, but he was out of work and had the time. I contacted Marcus and offered him the job of managing the future and taking us into the new millennium.